Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Possible Justice League leaks. Matt Reeves answers a lot of questions on Twitter and Scorsese in the DCEU? That's not a joke.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
So cosmic. What's up, everybody? This is a DC Movie News Show.
Again. Look at that. It was a full one.
That's on the Popcorn stroke. Talk Network, we officially have a new time. We're going to be going from 3 p.m. Pacific to 4 p.m. Pacific from here on out on Thursday. So make sure you take note.
Yeah, that'll help.
No matter where you are in the world. The plan is to be ready by 2:45 to go live at 3 p.m.
Well, it's not really wherever you are in the world at 2:45 to 3. It's really, if you're Pacific Standard Time, that's the time.
Right, and then you can adjust accordingly wherever you are in the world.
No,
right.
I believe we are day and date everywhere at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Officially.
I don't know.
Everywhere. Every time zone, we go live at 3 p.m.
Yeah, the point is, we want to ship you, so we want you to be here with us. Did I say that right? No.
Nope.
Not even
close. No, that was really
not even close, and that term is already dead, I believe.
Yeah, I haven't heard that term.
That term's been deaded.
Yeah.
So. Well, welcome to the show, guys. We're DC Movies SK on Twitter, Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasto here at J Quasto. The man right there, you can see him every single week on the show. He's got a recurring on Jane the Virgin, amongst other things as well. He's the encyclopedia, and he's pretty badass in the Schmodown. Find him at Mike Kalinowski. He's Mike Kalinowski.
What's going on? I think it's my new thing that.
That's right.
I stole that from Liam Neeson. He did that on a talk show. It's been working pretty good for me on GIFs.
Is that why you were just looking up Liam Neeson for 45 minutes on your phone?
Yes, because I had to have it ready. So it's like,
oh the two.
That was good. And the way
it's a kiss. But
the way you leaned in, it kind of you looked like a prize fighter.
Yeah.
It felt
that's
very
my new thing. So it's
Floyd
be,
Money
it's be like
Mayweather.
My, you know, back in the day, Letterman was it Letterman with the pencil through the pencil?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's gonna be my new.
I like it.
Yep. Anyway, hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Busy stuff. Yeah. My head's gonna explode.
Let's do it.
We gotta get to everyone else here.
And this man right here, he is the host of Man vs. Child on FYI and FX Movie Download on FX. He's the worst mocker at Doghouse Restaurants, traveling the world, making sausage for the world to delightfully enjoy. He's at Adam Gertler, because he's Adam Gertler.
Hey, everybody. So excited to be here. What a couple of days it's been. It's amazing. It's like yesterday I was excited about coming in here today, and today I was excited for completely different reasons. So it was one of those very tumultuous. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I think I'm with you.
Okay.
My mood changes with what happens in the DCU, and I hate it.
I thought we were going to be fighting yesterday, and I don't think as much today.
No, well, a lot of people thought I was going to. Let's get to this lady first, and then let's get into it, because I know I got to dip out again on you guys, but I want to. Okay. I got to get going here.
There's a crown jewel that needs to be introduced. You see her hosting on TV fights on Screen Junkies without a paywall now, meaning thousands and thousands of people can finally see this adorable
face. I'm not going to pay for that and wall.
That's the Mexican president.
Oh, no. That guy's awesome, by the way. He's my hero. I forget his name, but he's awesome. Find her at Roxy Stryer everywhere. She's Roxy Stryer.
Roxy, Roxy, Roxy. She's Roxy Stryer. That's can I ask you a question that I've been thinking about for a little while?
Yeah, please.
What exactly is a crown jewel?
It's the top. There's the crown, and it's got all the jewels, but it's the crown jewel. It's the top.
It's the top of the jewels?
Yeah.
So it's the crown part of the jewels?
Well, you know a lot of crowns.
So are you the jewels, and I'm the crown of the jewels?
It's the expensive part. You're the pricey part of the show.
It's like a band, we're Roxy and the Jewels. Like Jen and the Holograms.
If we were a band, you could probably be the lead singer, sure.
No, you are the jewel.
Oh, I had a great name for a band for you, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
So what are you guys?
Was Josie a pussycat as well?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, so I guess Roxy and the Jewels works. My whole theory is out the window.
Yeah, they were all pussycats. Just checking.
Every one of them.
But was Jem also a hologram?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, okay. Well, Roxy and the Jewels.
Roxy and the Jewels.
It's like Huey Lewis was the news.
Was Benny a jet?
Sure.
We're getting off topic.
Anyways, top story, guys. So, God, there's a lot of top stories, but right now let's go with the newest one. Matt Reeves took to Twitter today to kind of clear things up a little bit, because as you know, fans have been going insane, freaking out.
What happened yesterday?
Everything blew up.
I feel like he was getting there.
I'm not sure, though.
It was a cavalcade.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Cavalcade of news, rumors, and whatnot.
Is that a real word, or are you putting Henry Cavill's last name in a word?
No, cavalcade is a real word.
We'll get back to that, but breaking news, I just saw come up on my Hollywood Reporter feed.
Oh,
James Cameron calls Wonder Woman a step backwards.
I read that before I came here.
Oh, I didn't
read
see that.
Read this. He is so misogynistic.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
He had a couple quotes about how Sarah Connor is a better female. Wonder Woman is just titillating.
We'll get to that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Let's start with what we're starting.
Matt Reeves.
Okay, so what I think happened was, so this news came out about this total sideverse Joker stuff, right?
The Joker origin was first.
Right. Where did you guys first see this?
Hollywood Reporter.
The Wrap, I think.
It was a tweet from Jeff Snyder or somebody tweeted being like, Mad Libs, and inserted the words, and then all of a sudden, THR, Variety, going crazy.
I think his was in a response to the announcement of it.
Well, here's his tweets. First one is, geez, what I miss, guys, smiley face. Just to be clear, of course, Matt Reeves.
Well, before you get there. So that announcement led to people digging off some Matt Reeves stuff from last month when he was doing his War for the Planet of the Apes interviews. Right. And they chose to fixate on the part where Matt Reeves said that it was pitched to him as a standalone film. Okay? Mm-hmm. So people connected that with this news of Sideverse Joker to then run with the concept that the Batman, which people have been unsure whether or not it was going to be Ben Affleck in the role,
Who was unsure of that?
They took that next leap to say Matt Reeves' Batman is outside of DCEU, and I think that's how things sort of blew up yesterday.
Yes.
Hollywood Reporter, I think it was Hollywood Reporter, one of those, Boris, his first name, he's a writer for one of them, wrote saying Affleck is out, it's not this. Within minutes, it was deleted.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was deleted.
Because everybody's pencils are so sharpened when it comes to DC that nobody wants it. So people want to get it in print and then follow it up later. They'd rather do the retraction.
DC is playing everything so close to the chest right now. They're not really releasing stuff. And I think anytime something comes out that could be a story, people are running with it.
Yeah.
I think DC might be to their detriment not releasing enough info, but I think they're playing it safe.
There's a lot of people that are always just waiting to push the panic button when it comes to DC.
That's what
it seems. Any little thing that pops up, everyone's like, oh no, this is it!
And I think that was. So then we get this, we get.
Well, let's actually talk about what's happening here with the Joker news, though, because I am curious what your guys' thoughts are on this being a film.
I think it's terrible. I think it's.
You think the fact that it's an origin film, you think who's involved, you think it not being part of the DCEU, you think doing it simultaneously, what part is terrible to you?
Everything I just said? I think the Joker is a kid. One of the best tweets were like, oh, Jesus, they're going to give him a name like Greg or something. It was like, it's so. Joker works so well. Like, that's why Heath Ledger's Joker is so fantastic.
Because you don't know his origin.
And I remember watching it, they were like, you want to know I got these scars? I'm like, oh, are they really going to do origin? And then when it came back, later, like, oh my God, that's fantastic.
And
that's
why he said three different stories.
It's like, that's a character. Yes, the Killing Joke tells a story of the failed comedian, Red Hood, and all this stuff. Sure. it's just, there's so many, I don't get it. All right, and the fact that it's not a Leto Joker origin story, like.
Coming to you, Adam.
I'm on the opposite side of this a little bit, and I kind of was from the beginning, because here.
As you like this?
Yeah, because here's my thought. Basically is like, if these people making this film have a great take, and they make a great movie, nobody is going to be upset after the fact that a great movie was made because it didn't fit into a continuity. If they make a great movie. Does it sound like a great idea? It's not something I would have thought of, but I did think of this. A lot of you guys will know, if you read the comics, if you read comics, that it was actually Marvel that had the whole tight continuity thing before DC. DC previously had the multiverse preceding 1985, 86, when Marv Wolfman and George Perez did the Crisis thing and kind of brought everything back in together. Previous to that, you'd have a old Superman, a young Superman, Supergirl, it was kind of all over the place. DC has historically had tremendous standalone stories. The Red Sun, the Gotham by Gaslight, the Last Man on Earth, the Last Days. Yeah. So like, this is so DC to have Elseworld, to be able to have filmmakers come in. This is potentially satisfies what they said about DC being a filmmaker's climate, right? Where filmmakers can come in and play with their toys, but we're also going to have a consistent continuity. Maybe in that continuity, Batman's a little older. It's this stuff, you know. So for a while, I was like, "What's going on yesterday?" But now I feel like this is something you can't see Marvel Studios doing. And I think that's so great. This is what really separates them.
But regardless of the fact that you don't mind it going on simultaneously, because I totally feel you on that, and I think you have great points, what do you think about choosing this particular story?
Well, I think like with a lot of DC projects right now, we know, and I know Mike loves this, there's a lot in development, but they haven't laid out a slate. And when the movie is ready to go, Warner Brothers wants to make great movies, so they'll invest the money to develop 12 films at once, and when they see a film that's ready to go, that's the one that goes. All this means is that this is in development. It hasn't been greenlit, and it's not officially going.
It doesn't have to tie to a... I was talking with a lot of people. Like, when you set, hey, we're going to do A, B, and C film, and they're going to accumulate in D film, that you are stuck on that path.
Right.
Yes.
It's almost like Suicide Squad.
I said this before. I wanted a Flash film, an Aquaman film, Wonder Woman film, and then a Justice League film, which calls them all together. Not, hey, we've had seeds in this film, seeds in that film. This villain popped up in this film to group that villains for the... I don't want that. I want standalone films in a connected universe that we know about.
Kind of like, in a way, Suicide Squad was, to a point. It wasn't as fun as everybody wanted it to be, but Joker is one of the most iconic characters in history.
Johnny, what was your thought on this announcement when you first heard it?
I'm excited. Like, I really am. Because I'm not one that worries about continuity.
See, I think Johnny is like... He's like most people. They just want to see a movie with cool characters.
Yeah.
They don't care that it connects to X, Y, and Z down the line.
And there have been failed attempts at making these movies. Like, Suicide Squad was a failed attempt at making a movie about the villains, right? Who makes movies where bad guys are the heroes better than one Martin Scorsese?
What do you want to walk out of this film feeling? Because that's what I'm nervous about. Feeling remorse and sympathy for the Joker?
Yes. Well, look, if you watch Goodfellas, what do you think of Goodfellas? Or Mean Streets? Or The Godfather? Like, yes, you
because
have a hero.
I mean,
or Breaking Bad.
You're talking about gray characters. We're not talking about a gray character.
There's nothing gray about Michael Corleone. He goes from being really humble to being the worst person in the world. And I think the one good thing, you would take elements of that Red Hood story where the Joker you feel for the Joker, and then he becomes a real fucking bad person, but he's still the hero of the story. I think that's a crime story, and if they make a great movie, it works. I mean, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right. I agree with that.
See, to me, there's so many better villains if you're going to do some story like that.
Like who?
Oh gosh, Two-Face. Like, that you feel sorry for him.
Sure.
But the Joker, you should never feel sorry
for
that
man. Yeah,
he
was just a bad comic who outlasted, he just went nuts.
He's the guy that will drop acid rain on an entire city and not care. He'll kill a baby. He will shoot a baby. You should never feel sympathy for the Joker in any concept whatsoever.
Chris Clark makes a good point in the chat. He's only producing, guys, when we're talking about Scorsese. Hangover director is directing and also co-writing.
No, I understand, but I'm referring to the kind of films that Scorsese makes. So, like, I know he's not directing, but the reason they're using his name is because it's his oeuvre that they're referencing, and Todd Phillips is the guy that says, hey, we have a great take. If we can get Martin Scorsese attached to this, and then if it allows DC Warner Brothers to just make films that are unhinged, and like I said, if it's good, then that's all that matters. It doesn't, you know, Batman doesn't need to appear in it.
What do you think about this? Canucks fan says that the general audience will get confused just by the DCEU. Do you think that in general...
What does that mean, though? That they're going to stop going to the theater because they're confused?
Confusion as in they're going to go there and they're going to say, wait, what Joker is this and what's happening? Is he part of it? A lot of people don't read DC news.
If the movie... First of all, they should be tuning in.
Obviously,
come on, guys.
Let's say this. For sure.
Marvel has, I thought about this. Marvel is kind of like Netflix in the sense that it changed the way movie-going audiences see movies. Like Netflix, they created binge watching.
Yep.
Whether you want to believe it or not, it's part of our zeitgeist now. Marvel created that you go and you know that these films that are going to lead up to another one and they're all going to tie together. They've changed the way people think about movies. I think DC realized the mistake, and I think Justice League will be the end of it. It ends, like they said, if there's no more part two. They know that's going to be the end of it. So now they go make their separate films. I think Wonder Woman is the template they need to use. You cut off those two little Bruce Wayne picture scenes, then that is a standalone film. Is in the DCEU.
Do you think this also gives credence to the fact to the rumors, rather, that we've heard that Wonder Woman 2 will also be a period piece?
Yeah, in the 80s.
That kind of makes a lot more sense, too. That it allows it to still be the same Wonder Woman in the same universe, but standalone. And Aquaman feels like it's going to be that, too.
Well, standalone in a different kind of way. You're talking about now the Batman standalone, not a Joker standalone, where it's literally
That's why it's weird.
Everybody's calling it Elseworlds. Right. I think that's a fair... That's what DC... Yeah. Marvel has What If comics. DC has Elseworlds stories that are, that use the multiverse.
Aquaman's going to tie in. With Joker, it's less of a risk to put a movie out there and say, hey, this is going to have nothing to do with anything else. Do you like the character? Do you hate the character?
Now,
go check it out.
If they go with a Joker and make it like a $30 million... kind of, and they're saying R-rated.
Yeah.
Okay, if they're going to create an imprint, almost kind of like how DC created Vertigo. If they're going to do that, I'm all for it.
Sorry, I'm missing it. How is this similar to Vertigo?
Vertigo was, DC wanted to do adult comics, but they knew they couldn't do it under the DC banner, so they created Vertigo.
And this is new characters.
But they said, guys... But they've taken characters that were in the DC universe, like Human Target, and made him a Vertigo character, where they screwed with his head and put him in sexual situations that they couldn't do under
the Killing
DC
Joke
umbrella.
Became continuity, guys. Killing Joke was a standalone film,
right?
Standalone book,
and it became
continuity. It was retroactive.
Birth of a Demon. Damian Wayne was an Elseworlds story,
yes.
And then they retroactively go, no, that's part of our continuity now.
Yeah. So somebody just brought up in the chat role, why is the Joker going to be in three movies before we get Man of Steel 2? I don't read it like that, because we're talking about a Harley Quinn movie now. We're talking about Suicide Squad 2, which probably wouldn't have the Joker, but also the Gotham City Sirens, and also the Joker Sideverse.
Well, we don't know that it wouldn't have the Joker.
We don't, but we also, again, don't know the order of these films. Like, these are just the films that they have in development. If we're taking the fact that it's not like Marvel, and it's not like, this story needs to be before this story, because then it leads to that, and then it leads to that, then the Warner Brothers now can actually take the pressure off themselves and say, we're going to put this film into production when it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are very far from this, and I do want to talk about Batman and what's going on there in a second, but sticking on Joker... Initial thoughts on who you guys would adore to see in that role.
Why are we assuming that Leto's not going to be part of it?
Because that would tie him to the DCEU.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it could be a different form of him. Like, that's my problem right now. I heard a lot of Willem Dafoe, people being like, he would be amazing. And while I actually think he would be great, do we want to use an actor that's currently in the DCEU?
No, he's way too old.
And it's an origin. He's really too old.
Oh, and it's an origin. Way too old.
But they have announced a Harley Joker film from the... writer-director of Crazy Stupid Love that is Leto and Robbie. I think they're developing these stories and going,
You're not talking about Gotham City Sirens.
No, this is a
separate to that.
Separate story.
But it was also debunked by Mark Hughes over at Forbes, saying that there's no truth to the fact that this Harley Quinn Joker movie is supplanting Gotham City Sirens.
Right.
It's just their multiple films in development.
And they were saying that Ayer was taken off of Gotham City Sirens, but that is not true either. He's still attached.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that I was thinking about, and what do you guys think of this? Like it or not, Warner Brothers DC does not have a mouthpiece like Kevin Feige.
I don't think they will at this point.
So the result is, because we're so ravenous for information, we jump on these rumors, but there's nobody, none of this, by the way, has been officially commented on by anybody, by Warner Brothers, to the public. They just don't operate like
now,
that, so that's what's frustrating.
I think that we've speculated for so long, is Jeff Johns going to be the... I think DC's been in the movie business for 100 years.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, I'm sorry. And it's just like, you know what? We have a way we do movies. We're not, our DC films are not separate from our other Warner Brothers films. We are Warner Brothers films. We're going to run our film company like we've run our film company.
Right. And
I think that's...
I think Geoff Johns is going to help guide these films. True to the brand, but it's not like he's going to have a hand in writing each one. Maybe it sounds like he's going to be much more involved in the DCEU, I would assume.
Can we go back and talk about these Joker people? Because there was an article on Time that I
wanted to get. Oh, about who wants
names.
To be the Joker.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to get some names out there, and you guys tell me what you think based on these names. Number one being Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, if anyone could pull it off, he probably could. I mean, you ever see, what was it called, Nightwalker or Night?
Nightcrawler.
God, that was creepy as hell.
Amazing movie.
Maybe, but... Seems a bit on the nose.
All right, Oscar Isaac. Any thoughts?
I don't know.
I mean, he seems to me like the kind of actor that can pretty much do a lot. I mean, I think Oscar Isaac would be amazing. He's great in that Coen Brothers film. He's fine in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But what do you really see him in is, what's the...
Ex Machina.
You really see a lot going on in that film. Yeah. So he's exciting. Absolutely.
Other big, big name, of course. And speaking of...
Tom Hardy. What? Is it
no,
Tom
speaking Hardy? Of Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio.
But he doesn't do this kind of film. He doesn't do this shit.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
Although, with Scorsese producing...
That's his muse.
And a one-off, not a franchise?
Maybe.
Sure.
This is one that I actually
He's the same
love.
Age as Leto, by the way, right? They're about the same age. They're both, like, young 40s.
I think Leto's a little younger.
A little older. No, Leto's like 42, 43.
And you think Leo's...
I think they're very close.
I think they're 40s. I think Leo's in his 40s.
Chat roll. Age check, please.
Johnny. All right, James Franco. I love that one. I think he would be actually excellent. And there's silence in the room. Riz Ahmed, who I also have.
James Franco, sure.
Riz Ahmed is incredible. I love him in The Night Of. He's also great in Girls, Rogue One, the whole shebang. Christian Bale is on this list.
That's ridiculous.
I saw a fan art of Christian Bale as a Joker, and I thought it was pretty awesome. So,
didn't that just happen in the comics or something? Isn't there some kind of Joker Batman?
It's Batman Metal that they're or okay. the metal that's going on.
Have you read Metal?
I've read the first issue. It's really good.
Oh, I want to get that. That's on my list.
I don't know how to say his name, but I know him from Game of Thrones. Ewan Rion?
Nope.
Is that it?
Who does he play?
He looks boring as hell in Humans. So.
Oh, Ramsay Bolton, but like he's such a psycho in that role, so that's cool.
That's how I got it. Mahershala Ali, who is going to be in True Detective now. But
you could gender bend. You could do... I mean, you could do whatever you want.
Rooney Mara is the next one, so talking
is it
about
really?
Gender bending, yeah.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one.
No,
Zach Galifianakis. I'm saying interesting. I didn't say I love it.
I don't think it's interesting.
You couldn't let me finish it?
Wait, interesting. I just saw the picture in the same way.
I could stop.
Wait, Mike, interesting in the same way that Justice League is an interesting product of two directors?
No, interesting is in. It's that to me is like back in the day of Jack Black when he was going to be Green Lantern.
So, or Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy as Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
All right, that was their list. Right. That was it.
All right.
Good list.
Well, there we go. Moving on. So
who do you guys want to see as the Joker in the sideburns?
Yeah, make sure you comment on YouTube.
Indeed.
Let us know.
Leonardo is 42.
Moving on to Matt Reeves' comments on Twitter today.
Jared is 45.
He said,
sorry.
Just to be clear, of course Batman will be part of the DC universe. Batman will be Batman, capital letters. In my comments from a while back about not being part of the DCU, I was talking about the Batman being a story specifically about Batman, not the others in the universe, that it wouldn't be filled with cameos servicing other stories, that it would be a Batman story. And then he tweeted a bat. Picture of a bat.
Hi. Batman will be Batman.
See, when I heard that tweet...
We have two different takes on this.
Okay, so Mike sent this tweet to everyone. He's like, from the horse's mouth. I'm like... And it was just that first tweet, all right? Not the two ones after.
Batman will be Batman.
Will be Batman. Of course he will be in DC... Not saying DCEU, right? So I read that as like, that says nothing. Because of course Batman is Batman, and of course he's in DC because he's in DC, even if it was Elseworlds.
Yeah.
But it was the follow-up comments that made me believe that yes, this Batman will be in the DCEU. I still am not 100% convinced that it will be Ben Affleck, but these comments make me... It kind of gives points to the Ben Affleck side.
I think he said...
I'm still holding
the
out.
DC, and people are saying, well, he said the DC universe. I'm like... DC, Warner Brothers never came out and said, this is called the DCEU, did they?
Yes.
Warner Brothers says
yes.
That?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's official.
Johnny, you're holding out hope that what?
That Affleck sticks around.
I think he is. I think Reeves coming in going, you know what, guys? Your script, there's too many references to this, to that. Mm-hmm. I don't want this. This Deathstroke you want in Justice League, and now he's going to be in my movie.
Dude, that's why he walked away. Right. He wanted to make his own movie.
So they did that. And I think to the world at large, you ask my mom, you ask so-and-so, who's Batman right now? Ben Affleck. Right. So Reeves is going, the Batman is my Batman. So Batman is... Why would he say Batman is my Batman?
He did not say Batman is my Batman. You're making a different quote.
Then what did he say?
He said Batman is Batman.
No?
He said, of course he's in D.C. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Look it up.
Let's see where the tweet is. Anyways, my point is, I think... You look, go back to what Affleck said at Comic-Con. He was very convincing, and he was very assured in his comments.
Okay, it's Batman will be Batman.
And if, but if he decides to leave, I mean, granted, I'm sure he doesn't really care if people call him a liar from what he said at Comic-Con.
But what does that mean?
And literally, Mike will be Mike.
There it is.
Right.
It's saying nothing with it saying something.
I got to tell
you. But no one's questioning who his Batman is. They're not like saying, is it going to be Terry McGinnis? Is it going to be this? Batman will be Batman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is Batman.
I think he's saying Batman will
be
Batman.
That's not what it says, though.
He's saying Batman will be Batman.
That's not what it says.
So STFU, because I'm not saying more. Batman will be Batman.
But what is he answering to that, then?
He said, because...
What do you mean?
He's answering...
The people were saying that Affleck is off Batman. No. That's what they were saying before he came out and said, oh, did I miss anything? People were saying he is off.
I disagree. What he was responding to was the fact that Batman is going to be outside of the DCEU.
And he's saying, of course he's not going to be outside of the DC universe because Batman will be Batman.
And right.
That was his first point, period. And then he had another statement. What is the other statement in regards to then?
Batman will be Batman?
Because,
yes.
Because Batman is in DC. You can't have a Batman that's out of DC. Any version of Batman in any universe...
Just to be clear, of course Batman will be part of the DC universe.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
That addresses, is this...
Batman will be Batman.
Batman will be Batman.
Okay. And you're choosing to interpret that as Ben Affleck as Batman. I just don't see that. I'm not saying he's not, Mike. I just don't see how you can say that to mean he's saying... Because if you want to say Ben Affleck is Batman, you know how you say that? You tweet, Ben Affleck is Batman. You don't say Batman is Batman. You say, of course Batman will be in the DC universe. Ben Affleck is Batman. See? I solved it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying I don't want him to be. I don't really care. I don't really care if Ben Affleck is Batman or not. I think Matt Reeves is going to make a sick Batman movie.
Is that true that you don't care?
I don't. I don't, because here's the thing. Batman is going to have to be recast. We know we have a Harley and Joker movie. We know we have Gotham City Sirens. We have more than one more movie that's going to involve Batman. So if Ben Affleck has one contract film, Warner Brothers can make one with him. They can make the Matt Reeves with him. But at some point, Batman is going to be recast. Okay? Unless they sign Ben Affleck for 9 more movies or 6, which they still might do. And if they do, great. I hope he keeps it. But at some point, he's going to have to be recast. Batman is Batman. Batman is bigger than an actor.
So
that's
chat,
how I interpret that.
The chat has started a game. Brian Oliver says, take a drink every time someone says Batman. Yeah. I think you guys are going to end up absolutely wasted. Westy Kid says, I don't understand what they're saying. Someone help me. I don't know if we understand.
I think he's just saying
point.
The character Batman is going to be Batman and badass. He wasn't really answering the Ben Affleck question. Per se.
Remember the sad bat meme that went around?
Yes.
That's like Mike right now looking at the tweet, just like so desperately wanting it to change.
If he wanted to make it clear, he knows that everybody knows that there's doubt. If he wanted to make it clear, he would, and maybe they're waiting to announce it, which is cool. But it certainly hasn't been announced, and there's certainly enough doubt to appreciate that it's in doubt.
But it has announced with him going, I am Batman for Matt Reeves.
You're making
he
quotes
was
though.
I was there at Comic-Con.
Go look at the quote, Mike. You misheard.
I would be an ape in Matt Reeves'
that is a quote.
Film if he wanted
no,
it.
No, that is a quote. I would be an ape for Matt Reeves
I
on the back.
I am Batman as long as DC
said,
wants me.
Yes, that's also what he said. Yes. That's
so DC suddenly is like, you're not Batman anymore, Affleck. Sorry, buddy.
Listen, I don't know. I'm just saying that you're making up quotes, and then there are actual quotes, and you can interpret them. You can't make up a different quote and then interpret that how you want to.
Hashtag fake quotes.
I believe what Affleck said at Comic-Con to be true in that moment to what he thought. When he says, yeah, this is the best job ever. Why the hell would I leave? I love being Batman.
That's not what he said either.
Well, I'm just...
No, I just want you guys to actually... You're interpreting what you think he meant to imply, which was well crafted. And he said, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I would be in a movie for Matt Reeves. And he said, I'll be Batman as long as Warner Brothers wants me. But the fact is, there's one more film on his contract. I'm just trying to clarify, okay? Well, I don't have a hard on for
Batman.
Ben Affleck
is his contracted last film.
I do.
No, it's not. It's one more film. It's for whatever film. It doesn't have to be the Batman. It could be Justice League 2. It could be Harley Quinn and Joker. It could be whatever they want. Or they could recast. And this all could be being negotiated right now. I'm just trying to clarify what are the facts, because everyone wants to say that they know, and nobody really knows right now.
Especially because Brian makes a great point in the chat that aren't going to know anything until after Justice League comes out, and that's the truth.
I agree with. That's very, very much around the corner. So they've basically done all the troubleshooting that they can do right now, and all the damage control, because they have to focus now on Justice League, which is their next film.
Let's focus on Justice League. How about the fact that Justice League tweeted out possibly a spoiler to a Flash origin story? Tweeted out a picture of Flash saying, "After an electric storm, Barry Allen was never the same." Hashtag Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would kind of make sense, right? Because we just got introduced to him in the movies, so maybe origin story?
They're saying that it was after an electric storm, I guess, as opposed to, like, particle accelerator, like, in the show.
Yeah, maybe a flashback or something. So,
I think this is more of a traditional origin for Flash, and they're just implying that, like, that's how he became the Flash. So some people were saying, are they going to show that in the film? Are they going to flashback to it? I don't know if they are, because they're tweeting it. Maybe that's how they're handling the origin.
That would be ridiculous, Adam, if they were like, just on the big screen, a Flash comes up. And if you missed it, check out our Twitter to find out how Flash became the way he is. Moving on. No way. This doesn't bother me. You guys know I'm a spoiler queen, so...
Yeah, you are.
I don't,
well,
we I
got
don't care about
possibly
this.
Coming up. Justice League rumor saying Lex Luthor scenes have been cut?
Not surprised.
Not surprised either.
Now, what would be your reasoning why you're not surprised? Because no one likes him?
I happen to actually think he was incredible, and I am in the minority on this one.
Yeah, you
even
are.
Mikey Christmas, who loved the movie, was not a huge Lex fan.
It could have been... Everyone knows how great he is, but there's a lot better options out there as far as playing Lex Luthor.
Oh, I don't think that's it. I think it's to create the fact that it's a standalone film. I think if Lex Luthor was in the film, it was setting up something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything is going to make... I think this is going to be a case of... It's going to go one of two ways. I think we're either going to get Rogue One level, which all the behind-the-scenes hubbub, whatever happened, created a great film, or we're going to get Josh Trank's Fantastic Four, where it's going to be just trying to salvage something that was just not good.
I hear you. That's why I'm nervous, too. Like, I don't feel as confident as I was heading into Wonder Woman, but I am just so... I'm still optimistic. I want it to be such a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow, nobody saw how good this movie. But the fact that we're hearing about everything else other than Justice League, and in each about this character's cut and that character's in it, it makes it feel like the studio is not all about Justice League now.
No, look at what Star Wars is doing. They just cut a major character.
Mike, I don't get what you were saying, though. Are you saying that they're cutting back on Lex Luthor so that he can be in Batman's movie more? Or what were you saying about a standalone film and why that would have to do
because
with Lex Luthor?
Because originally, Justice League was 1 and 2, and Darkseid was going to be... They were going to leave off on a cliffhanger, and it was going to lead into another film. I think all the news we've gotten is they've realized that is a mistake, just kind of like what Infinity War did. It's like, it was Avengers 3 and 4, or Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Why would they cut back on Lex Luthor's
Because all he was in it for, number one, if you guys remember back, he was on storyboards with Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And Deathstroke is now not part of the Batman film. His little thing, why was Deathstroke and Lex Luthor in a Justice League film that was fighting off against Steppenwolf? Like, what was that for? Because it was probably setting up something. Maybe he was being broken out of prison. Maybe this.
Or an earlier battle or something.
Yeah, so they're going, streamline it.
Because we know we have Wonder Woman doing her bank heist. Like, we might find the heroes doing their individual hero thing before they come together. So we might find some early Batman battle.
I think Deathstroke was hired to break Lex out. And now that Deathstroke is not official in Batman... Lex Luthor really has no purpose.
Do you think that there's a chance that the one scene, because we know if Jesse Eisenberg was in the film, it wasn't a lot of scenes, that maybe that one scene was very much the Zack Snyder tone, and then so much what we've heard about is...
Remember that one scene of the Flash in BVS that everyone was like, why was that in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that I'm late?
I think they are streamlining this movie and focusing and refocusing it, and hopefully it'll be better.
Yeah, I mean, with the way it ended with Lex Luthor, you would have to think there'd have to be his presence
because he knows
somewhere.
Steppenwolf.
Right, he made the call, the bell's ringing, whatever he said. But you're right, I guess it's not necessary.
And it's a rumor, it's not confirmed.
Sure.
Guys, I have to take off.
Okay, good stuff.
Out.
Hey.
Guys, I hate that I have to leave.
We don't dislike each other, we like to debate.
We're team members that fight the good fight. Go watch our Schmodown first episode. First match dropped against Six Degrees.
Yeah,
we dropped. It's on right now. Watch
will
him
it
and
be
I,
your last?
Watch
Who knows?
Him. Watch him and I work as a team.
If it's our last, it's been a pleasure to serve with this man. Yes. I just want to say, in but or out of this, my lederhosen.
This is just the team too. This is not. This is the Schmodown competition. Right. This is not regular tournament. Oh, right. We're not going anywhere.
All we can say is, leading into this match, the league is undefeated.
Yeah,
and you need to watch.
Oh, league match, we're undefeated.
We are undefeated. I gotta go. I'll see you guys okay, soon.
Bye,
guys.
Well.
Bye.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
See you, Mikey. All right, so...
God, I can't wait till he goes so we can talk so much shit about
Thank
him.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, all the shit.
No. See you,
yeah,
bye.
He'll never hear that.
So, get to work safely.
Here we go, gang. If you're not really into possible spoilers, you might want to earmuff this at this point. Possible Justice League spoilers. Someone got a hold of the soundtrack listing, and there happens to be a song called Unite the Seven, which automatically makes you think, oh, my God, the Lantern's going to show up, which we kind of already...
Well, a lot of people are suspecting a Lantern will show up, which I still hope happens.
But we've also talked about a Lantern showing up that isn't part of our actual Lantern movie.
And listen, if Darkseid is already not showing up and Lex is not showing up, if they don't want the Green Lantern to show up, because maybe what they did, maybe they're redesigning their whole concept for the Lantern Corps or anything like that, that might be cut out of it too.
You mean no more buddy cop?
No, I still think they're doing buddy cop. But however the Lanterns appear in this film was Snyder's vision. It was shot like that, and they might have a new team on that. The Lantern Corps film is down there. You know, just like how Flash and Aquaman cameos and BVS were setting up the whole Snyderverse films, we've obviously pivoted from that path. So they might just have an Imagine Dragons song in there called Unite the Seven. That's all.
Very true.
What a damn fine song, I'm sure it is. Moving on, so Zack Snyder actually is still kind of sending photos away. He tweeted this photo out, I believe.
Sending photos away.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. Is that wrestler term for like, put yourself over?
He sent out this great pic from Momoa on the last day in Iceland. This is from Justice League.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably cold in that water.
I would imagine.
You think
so.
He's got a tiny weenie?
I mean, there's definitely shrinkage.
Hard nips, for sure.
But still, even with shrinkage, I bet it's an impressive aqua
ween. What is
it
behind him that looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost?
I think it's a camera wrapped, so it's not getting wet.
Oh.
So it's not Casper.
Hey, no, it might be.
Also, Pillsbury Doughboy?
It might be an entity of some type.
Ooh, Pillsbury Doughboy.
Hoo-hoo!
I don't really know. Here's some, so yeah, that lovely picture. We'll move on here. Patty Jenkins is close to signing a massive deal for Wonder Woman 2. Which is pretty cool. Deadline's reporting that, wow, she's going to get a lot of money.
Am I the only one who felt like she had? Like, earlier this week, I felt like I heard she had signed.
No.
And then...
yeah, and it's still close to being signing. It's still not official.
Yeah.
But,
it's just so done and official in my mind. She's already writing it. She's already helping with the story. She's already, like, doing the damn thing. And she's going to direct it.
It's weird. It's a little weird because... there was so much said about like what Gal made as far as, you know, being her first solo film, which I'm sure was not a lot of money.
Was what they were saying, $300,000 or
yeah,
something?
And who knows what that number was, but like that's not a small amount of money if you've never like headlined a film before. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's in the studio's interest to get people, invest in them down the line, get them to sign for as many films for as little money. Yes. That's the studio's job, guys, whether
obviously,
you like it or not.
They're trying to make money.
Right? That's how you make money. So, again, to tie it back to the, not to make it about the Affleck stuff, too, but it's like, they need a Batman that's going to be in a lot of movies. That's all I'm saying. Like, you need to, whether you like it or not.
Mike coming back in?
Oh, my God. It's like, so, you need to sign people, you need to pay them. However, this film... broke a record every weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patty Jenkins is someone like who should be an elite director because she had an Academy Award winning film 10 years ago.
Well, Academy Award winning performance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, her film was, you know, there was won an Academy Award, right? Yes. She directed that woman to an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't quite had the career she should have. So this is like great. What a great way to come back. It's a great story. And I think with all the confusion among WB, they are certainly not going to give up on what are the as close to a sure thing as possible.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the money it's made, over $800 million.
Yeah. I feel like they are going to treat her really well. They've got a few people who have been sure things this whole time. Patty Jenkins being one, James Wan being another, even though we haven't even seen a film of his yet. People who have like been unwavering and stable as opposed to everybody involved in The Flash who has changed.
Yeah.
People involved with Justice League has turned over. Like, there's been a lot of turnovers, so the people that are diehards, I feel like they're holding on to.
And speaking of Wonder
Woman, Ruth Negga for Cheetah, people, Babu Seaman?
Ruth Negga would be amazing.
A lot of
Cheetah.
People every week, yeah, it would be great. I still, I'm hoping for Charlize.
Yeah, that, I know.
Just because I want to see the director reunion and like with all the action stuff she's doing.
And
like,
she's ridiculously talented.
And she's ridiculously talented. And she's huge. I mean, but Ruth Negga would be awesome. Ruth Negga could also be Catwoman. Ruth Negga will be, she's going to be in one of these. She's already in the DC family, so yeah. It seems like.
She could be a lot of things. Wonder Woman is actually coming back to theaters this Friday, select theaters for IMAX. So guess what? It's going to make some more money.
How long has it been out of theaters for?
I don't know, but I do remember
IMAX. It's not been out. It's still in theaters.
It's still in theaters.
It's still in some theaters. Yeah, it's still in a lot of big theaters. It's just that
just
it's
IMAX.
IMAX is coming back.
It came out June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we're almost.
I don't know if it's still in theaters.
I bet you could find it right now.
Really?
Maybe like one or two showings a day, right, not like a lot or anything like that. So, Willem Dafoe talking a little bit of insight into his Aquaman character, y'all. What it's like shooting underwater. This is from BatmanNews.com. I love this website. Whoever runs Batman-News.com.
Yeah, it is a great website, and I also love Willem Dafoe.
Chris Begley is the guy who wrote this. So if Chris Begley, if this is you that runs Batman
News. Is he related to Ben Begley?
You're the man. He might be.
A host of Guilty Movie Pleasure here on Popcorn Talk.
Big fan of Ben Begley. See him in a lot of commercials all the time.
All the time. He's got that new one where he's opening the refrigerator.
He is one of those people, and I know like five commercial actors like this in L.A., they've been doing it for so long, they literally know every commercial casting person in town.
He was in Hunger Games, too. Anyway,
I didn't know that, which is great. Mm-hmm. So Willem Dafoe said there's been some adjustments. You know, like anything, you source material and something is born from that. But I don't really look like he does in the comic, and his role is slightly different. He's an advisor, but he's also sort of a mentor to Aquaman, his version of Vulko.
Adam found tickets, by the way.
I found tickets to three theaters in the area, but we're in Los Angeles, so it's only three. It's not in a lot of theaters. Yeah. I think this is really cool. I'm not that familiar with the character from the comics run, so I don't know how much it differs. I found more interesting the comments about reiterating what James Wan has been talking about with the difficulty of shooting the dry for wet.
Yes.
So they're shooting these scenes, and like
I think once they heard James Wan talk about it, everybody's like, oh, we're in the clear. Okay, we can mention that it's been challenging. You know, he's the fearless leader on set, and so that's when people are willing to open up about it.
And he said, most of my scenes are underwater, but we're not actually shooting them underwater. We're in a harness and on wires. So there's movement, but, you know, it's a very difficult endeavor. But,
you know, also, he started a group like the Wooster Group, which was like an experimental theater group in Manhattan. So
Willem Dafoe did?
Yeah, Willem Dafoe is part, I believe it's the Wooster Group. And they were very, like, very noted for like the physicality and the fringeness of the theater, which is no surprising if you know the guy's acting. It's just like another reason I'm really excited to see what he does with those kind of physical traits. Because he also, much like James Wan, reiterated the fact that very difficult, but if it works, it's going to be very beautiful. It's going to be very special. Mm-hmm. Which is another reason why I do side with Mikey. And like when I'm in that Aquaman movie, I just want to be thinking about that world and not how it's tying to something else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, you know,
especially for that film too.
Mm-hmm.
You're really being taken to another place.
East Blood Drew just said, David Ayer just tweeted
just
at
East
Jared
Blue
Leto.
Drew.
Oh, East Blue Drew?
Yeah,
sorry.
You added blood.
I did just because my eyes
there
are
will
bad.
Be blood.
How do we find this tweet?
What you do is you go to the person's Twitter page. Mm-hmm. And then you look.
All right, I'll look at that. Keep going.
Sometimes you can't see if they actually tweet directly at someone.
Yeah, you can. There's a different tab for it.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyways, y'all find it. This story, boy, oh boy.
Oh, I knew you'd like this one, Johnny.
This is my kind of story. So, a Utah dad who's also a photographer went viral earlier this year. His name is John Rossi. He created a $1,500 costume for his 3-year-old daughter, Nellie, a Wonder Woman costume, right? And it went viral. And so now...
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And he said, you know, he's been getting contacted from parents who have sick children, wondering if maybe he could do something similar for their kids. And it's really incredible. He basically turned six kids into the Justice League, which is like
not take out the word basically. Like he turned them in. It's so dope. This, if you're on iTunes, it's worth switching over to YouTube just to check out this frickin' picture, which is so dope.
It's adorable.
They all look amazing.
It's incredible. Just to get back to what we were talking about, the David Ayer news. So apparently, the Hollywood Reporter reported that Jared Leto is still committed to playing the Joker, and he downplays the Suicide Squad set issues. Well, we heard that there was a lot of drama with Leto's very method Joker on the set. And David Ayer just tweeted, it was a pleasure working with Jared Leto. He was a total gentleman. Rumors are more exciting than truth. Wow. We know nothing more about that on this show, right?
Exactly.
Rumors, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all we talk about.
A huge shout out
Batman to is Batman.
John Rossi. Wow. This is the coolest thing ever.
I think it's Josh.
I think it's Blue.
Josh Rossi. Sorry, I can't read. But wow. I love him. This is great. Like, when you can take a kid who's going through so much in life and you can make it that much better and make them feel powerful. Like, I don't think he realizes how important it is when you're fighting cancer and fighting sickness to have a mental status that's positive, and he's doing that for these kids.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even tell which one looks cooler than the next. Like, they all just look so badass, too, and that's got to make them feel so cool.
It's all just, it's crazy. But good for him. Josh Rossi.
Good story.
If you find him online, give him virtual hugs, because, wow. I want to have him on the show. We should reach out to him somehow.
Virtual hugs. I got a virtual hug.
Dwayne Albert, Hollywood Reporter, Batman on Film, Reddit, are fake. Okay, so what's the real story? Please post the truth of all the rumors
hashtag
in the chat
fake
room.
News.
Yeah, yeah. Post the true story right there.
All right, Johnny, what else we got?
Lastly, Justice League Dark apparently has another setback. Guillermo del Toro and Doug Liman, you know, already exited previously. But now, apparently, studio's back to work on the script after recent presentations by directors were underwhelming to the executives.
I talk about swervy McSwerves. Justice League Dark in general is becoming the new Shazam to me.
Ah, well.
Like, put it on the back burner, not sure what's going on.
I'm a little bit clearer about this stuff now, because now...
You are?
Yeah, because, like...
Enlighten me,
I feel like Lebowski, like, my thinking about this thing has been completely fucked up, you know? You know, it's like...
What part of the movie is that?
You know, when he's like, oh, yeah, you know, my feeling about the whole situation, when he realizes, when he has the great realization, you know, about this whole situation. Basically, these films are all in development. They don't need to meet a release date yet. So if they didn't feel like the presentation works for where they are, where they're going, it goes back around. It's just not in order anymore. That's what I'm saying. Like, the thinking is just like, all right, they're gonna make the movie when they feel like the movie's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Sure.
Fine with that too.
I'm not itching for this one anyway. So not
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I know Swamp Thing.
So much itching. I got put like
Swamp
triple action gold
so
bomb powder on my itching for it.
Gold bomb all over your
and
body.
And he in general is probably itchy when you've been Swamp Thing for so long.
Ooh, I am the green.
And Adam's a sweater too.
Sweaty.
So he needs a lot
down
of gold
in the nether region.
Well, speaking of sweaty, guess what segment it is?
Oh, sweat time blues.
Sweats, all a little sweat.
Now, I believe Matt Vollmar of My Great Romance made a brand new song for TV Time, did he not?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah.
He's the man.
Oh, we're going to sing it right now.
Follow him at M. Vollmar Music.
It's time for rock.
This is the older one, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the original.
Yeah, we're going back to the OG, apparently. Because we just wanted to highlight Roxy Stryer today. It's time to
talk. TV Time! Yeah.
I think the new one, Tony, if you find the new one, it should be in there from last week. We should play that too, because it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is badass.
It's time for Roxy Stratus TV Time singing.
I think this is the same one we just played. Stratus,
yep.
TV. Yep, okay.
Okay!
So let's get into some TV Time stuff. I have a pop quiz for you guys at this table.
Ooh, yeah. I like quiz.
Do either of you know what GNO stands for?
Oh, GNO. Got no offspring.
Ostriches.
Got no offspring. Get
ostriches.
To roll.
Ostriches.
Girls' night out. GNO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, GNO.
Is it like
I'm
shipping?
Going on a GNO.
It's like shipping?
Girls' night out. No,
yeah.
It's like old school.
No, I know what shipping. My point is it like a phrase?
No, like my mom used to use it.
Really?
So it's not new like shipping.
I've never heard GNOs before.
GNO, Girls Night Out. So the reason that is relevant is because Felicity Smoke is apparently coming over to The Flash for a Girls Night Out episode.
Oh, cool.
Now, what does that mean? A, that Felicity Smoke is alive, which is relevant if you watch Arrow.
Oh, that's right. So my whole theory about them actually cleaning house is already debunked.
Yep, unless Barry ran back in time again or something. And it also means that we are getting a little bit of Felicity crossover and that we're getting the girls to do something fun. So I'm excited about that. Todd Helbig said, it's really fun. The girls, including a visiting Felicity Smoke, go and have a night out in Central City alone without the guys, and they get into some trouble.
And it starts off with, let's go, girls.
Uh-huh. I'm going out tonight. Okay, so, yeah, so sorry, Adam, your theory about her, them all being dead.
I really thought that was the greatest possibility.
Yeah.
Nope.
More girl power stuff happening. Mark Guggenheim was talking about the Arrowverse and what he was hoping to be potentially a women of the Arrowverse badass mission. Mm-hmm. He was asked by TV Line if we would ever get something like that. And he said, you know, we've always talked about that across all the shows and it's totally possible. But truth be told, I wouldn't want to do it unless we could figure out a way to get Sarah, played by Katie Lotz, of course, in there as well. One of my favorite episodes was 406, where we had Speedy, Black Canary, and Canary all fighting side by side, together. And that was a blast. Seeing three badass women was really, really awesome.
Really awesome.
An all-girls mission is on our bucket list, but I really want to figure out a way to get Sarah in there as well.
Cool.
So that would be sick, though, if we had some kind of crossover where it was like, Canary.
I haven't checked this, but Chris Clark points out that Girls' Night Out was a Supergirl Batgirl crossover episode of Batman, the animated series.
And do they call it GNO?
Well, they called it Girls' Night Out, which would make sense because we know how DC likes to reference their own titles and reuse them and repurpose them, all inside stuff.
So GNO.
GNO, yeah.
Call it by its proper name.
Sorry. GNO, y'all.
This was...
GNO. Let's have a GNO.
A weird, interesting thing. So right now, most of these things are plot-related because it's August, which means that September is next, and then after that, we've got October, and that's how months work.
Sure, that's how that goes.
And October is when we get our shows back, so that's why spoilers are starting to come out right about this time. But this was a Snart spoiler. This was a Captain Cold spoiler, and it was a little... cryptic and confusing. Phil Klemmer, the EP, was talking about Legends of Tomorrow, and he said
Hold on, Roxy. What's the spoiler about me?
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Go ahead and read it, because I'm not going to listen.
Not bad. He said, quote, it will be about as polar opposite as the Snart that he's played in our show. We've got a cool pitch to justify that version of him, which I don't want to give away, but it's going to be really traumatic for McRory because he has defied the version of his dead partner in his head. And in a way, Snart's return is the greatest wish come true, but the fact that he doesn't get the version that he's held in the back of his mind is deeply unsettling. Rory's made a lot of progress as well in the meantime, but he's certainly not ready to call himself a hero.
I'm certainly not a hero, I'll tell you that much.
Don't call me a hero, I'll shoot you with ice.
I'm not going to get you out of my brain.
Oh, you're doing that guy.
Everywhere I look.
You guys are having a conversation.
We happen to be partners, and we don't like each other.
God, I let you down, okay? Why can't I get rid of it?
Just because you bench press a lot doesn't mean you're good at saving lives.
I'm going to have another beer and get rid of this apparition in
my
brain.
I'm so tired of your drinking problem.
Really good.
All right, we'll work on that. I haven't tried that before.
I felt like that was actually pretty freaking awesome.
Not bad, but we can work on it.
I may have to cut that out.
Someplace to go.
So I love the McRory-Snart dynamic, and I kind of just want it to be back to the way that it used to be originally to start. I just am going to throw that out there.
So he's going to be a specter, it seems like.
Yeah.
Specter in his brain, which they kind of intimated last season,
No, it seems like he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
Yeah, it seems like he's back, but...
I love specters.
...in a different kind of way, and is a different human being, as we saw by the end of the last season. All right, moving on to all of you Sandverse shipper, best ship in the world, worst ship name. There you go. I'm using ship Sandverse.
Got it.
Okay, what's the news?
Maggie Sawyer and Alex Danvers, Sandverse. You know, here's the news. Remember last week I told you guys that Kevin Smith was not retiring, but yes, returning.
Yes!
For another episode of Supergirl.
Yep.
He actually posted a picture of Sandverse, and I know people had been nervous because the actress that plays Maggie is no longer going to be consistently on the show, but it is a picture of Sandverse, so we know there will at least be a Sandverse moment in the Kevin Smith episode. Thanks, Anthony, for pulling that one up. And he wrote, do us a solid, or Sandverse fans wrote at him, do us a solid and share a photo of the two of them from this ep. Mm-hmm. And he did. So he shared that for all the Sandverse shippers. They look like they're about to maybe kiss or rub noses.
Ah. By the way, we're getting a lot of positive feedback on our Captain Cold and Heatwave impression.
Yeah, sure
actually, I saw one that said, don't give up Doghouse, Adam. So I'm going to take that one back to the shop. It's okay.
You know
it's okay.
Hey, you can't please everybody.
It's off the cuff.
You can't improv. Please everybody.
Yes,
oh,
and.
Oh, I thought it was really good. Oh, well. I should have given you a standing O, but it wouldn't have been in my shot. All right, moving
Speaking
on.
Of standing O's, that Sanford picture is hot.
Yeah, it is
like
hot.
Adam Sausage.
All right, let's talk about Lucifer. So Lucifer, as you guys know, last year ended in a very strange way because it was supposed to initially be 22 episodes.
Okay.
And they decided halfway through the season that it was only going to be 18 episodes after already filming the last four, but that they would tack the last four on to the next season.
Oh, I don't remember that.
They ran out of space to air them in their schedule was the story. It was this weird thing. So fans were concerned about whether we were going to see those episodes or what they were going to look like or if they were going to be standalone. And in fact, we are going to be seeing those episodes. The showrunner, Joe Henderson, told TV Line, the first couple of episodes are entirely new and pick up right where season two left off. We had a really good feeling that these four standalone episodes would be in season three, so we started building them with that in mind. What these episodes do is begin new story for our characters. That's an episode that's Maze-centric, sort of like our take on James Bond, if she was female demon assassin. So when that episode airs, we'll start a whole bunch of story for Maze's character. Similarly, an episode in which a case takes Lucifer and Ella to Las Vegas starts a bunch of story for Ella and Chloe. So it just sounds like, and there's way more. So if you want to check it out, you can. I found that article on Bleeding Cool, and it was, but it was originally from TV Line. It was interesting. The whole way that that shook out kind of made me nervous, but I think they've got it under wraps.
I mean, networks often make decisions and don't really tell anyone why. Like, I have a buddy who had a show on Fox earlier this year, and after episode three, they just didn't air new episodes for 3 weeks. And I saw him. I said, what happened? He goes, I have no idea. They didn't tell anyone. They just stopped airing it for 3 weeks. And then next thing you know, episode four comes back almost a month later. Generally, it's not a good sign when you do that. But
yeah, yeah. Casting news for all you Teen Titans fans. We found our Starfire, and she comes over from 24 Legacy. Her name is Anna Diop. And I don't actually know Anna Diop very well, except from I saw the first, like, five episodes of that show. And from what I could tell, she's just, like, a sexy, strong, kick-ass woman.
Some people in the chat room are really excited about this casting. I'm really excited to see what's this show going to look like. What do you guys think? Because, like, first it was, like, a TNT concept. Like, is it going to look like Powers on PlayStation, which was, like, kind of corny and how they, you know, they just kind of went for it, and I kind of respect it. The effects weren't great, but they went for it. I mean,
I don't know.
How much are they going to do with Starfire?
How,
like, that could
money
be a very made up character. She's an alien, right? Like, I don't know. What is the budget? What is this show going to look
the
like?
Budget. I think that's going to be the biggest question.
Is it going to look like a CW-verse show, which to me would be not the most exciting, just because I want to see something a little different. I want to see something with a different color palette. I just want to see something different.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. That's why it's been hard for me to. I am excited about this series, but it's hard to get too excited when we don't have the answers to those questions, Adam.
Yes, that is true. But what about, are we going to talk about the shows that are on right now?
There's only one, and you know we're going to talk about it. Motherfucking Preacher. I'm so glad you watch the show and are obsessed with it as I am. This is how I feel about iZombie every week, but have nobody to talk to.
I love season one. I am just so behind on life.
Of Preacher?
Yeah.
If you love season one of Preacher, then forget about it.
It's just, I'm so behind
season
on life.
Season two is so good.
It's awful.
All right, so this
I still haven't finished season two of Supergirl, okay? Like, there are some shows that, like, it's hard to keep up on, and it feels like a chore. And
then there's
Preacher,
the Game of Thrones and Preachers.
Right, the Game of Thrones and the Preachers, where I'm just like, it's, like, directly mainlining joy into my veins.
So let's talk about this. Spoilers or no spoilers, we think?
Spoilers for Preacher.
Okay, spoilers.
Spoilers. Y'all been warned.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm right now. Spoilers!
Hairstar is probably the best casting of anything that ever took place.
What is that guy from? I know him from something else.
I have no idea. He came out of nowhere for me, and he literally is blowing my mind.
He and Cassidy are so much like I imagine them in the comics,
I
would say.
Can we talk about the Jesus stuff?
That was also right out of the comics.
Unreal. real.
That scene was right out of the comics, so I knew that was coming. But what wasn't in the comics was the prologue to the show.
Yeah, that's true.
The prologue was awesome. The whole Jesus scene, but using modern like English, like the show.
The modern English was awesome. I'm glad they did that. It was really cool.
It is almost one of the best examples at like being true to source material and yet being completely new.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I can't think of like a better like it's. They made a show that is fresh, so it's like you're not just watching an adaptation of something that you've read a bunch of times. It's still new, but I knew that Jesus was going to piss on his face.
Wow, yeah, interesting comment here by Ren Elizabeth. this person says, Josh McCuga said Preacher is awful. I didn't know. That's amazing to me that anyone would think Preacher's awful.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Josh,
I know
suck it.
The wild man has got his opinions. He's a very spirited person.
One of my favorite friends on earth, but, you know. His own opinion.
I'm telling you, like, I know, like, when I say, like, I want to keep up with all the CW shows, but those three episodes of Supergirl are hanging there like an albatross.
Shoot, I hate that.
I know. I like it, but it's like the Preacher. What I know, you know what eliminates off your DVD. You know, like, the DVD don't lie. The DVR don't lie, rather.
I know. What do you think about the Tulip story going on right now? Do you think that she still knows what the other chick is up to? Or do you think since the other girl made that phone call and kicked the crap out of him, that she is not thinking about it anymore?
I think the wool has temporarily been pulled over Tulip's eyes. I think. I mean, it was good because she almost got there and they went to extremes to prove it. So I think the ruse worked in the short term. I love that whole relationship too. I love all that kind of stuff.
She's a very talented actress as well, that she could go back and forth like that from this cold-hearted bitch to this girl who's like playing that innocent girl. She reminds me of the girl that played Emily in season one. Remember that character? On Preacher, the girl that played Emily that we don't talk about anymore, she was in every episode of Preacher season one.
Which character was Emily?
Was that not her name? She was the churchgoer, the one who helped Dominic Cooper help Preacher.
And then she just get annihilated with the whole town?
Yeah, we just left.
Yeah, and then the whole, the whole, the meat guy, too. The whole, whole storyline just got all blown up.
Yeah. So if you're not watching Preacher, then sorry about the spoilers we just gave, but you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, you should.
Because it's awesome. So that's it for TV time.
That's pretty much everything. Wow, what a show. I don't know how we packed it in, but we did.
I know Telltale Batman is out there. I haven't played the new season yet, so hopefully I'll get to play some and talk about it, but I'm pretty busy. Also, people wouldn't know. Yeah, we know that there's the Joker Holler movie, the Harry Met Sally and Ben's Dream. We didn't go into that too much, but we'll have more to talk about next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. This week.
Some weeks we have tons of news, other weeks we have less, and we can go off the cuff and just have a good time. Either way, we have a great time regardless. So just remember, though, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is going to be our schedule here on out. So, on Thursdays. Obviously, the goal is to go right at 3, give you a full hour of all the DC goodness that you can handle. And so, of course, Mike Kalinowski.
Granny goodness.
At Mike Kalinowski. Make sure you follow us in the Schmodown. The league is united, and we're dominating.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else wanted to know, what about the Joss Whedon thing? Yeah, we didn't really get into that.
I don't like talking about people's marriages and divorces. It's just weird.
No, I don't think it is weird because I think it's relevant. And maybe we'll touch upon it next week.
But
in general, my quick thoughts on that are that this isn't a kind of situation where he doesn't believe in the Holocaust, so I need to take a stand and not see his films. People cheat. It's a horrible thing to do to your spouse, but not to the world. It has nothing to do with anybody's relationship except for their own. And it doesn't mean that he's an awful person. It means that he wasn't maybe a particularly great husband. So will we be seeing his movies? Absolutely, I'll be seeing his movies.
Yeah. And unfortunately, relationships, we all know, are very difficult. And sometimes they end very, very badly.
And they have two sides.
Yes.
So that is true.
That's why it's not our place to really speculate.
That is true. All
so right, in general, those are my thoughts on
all right,
that.
We did. We addressed it a little bit then. Good for us.
There you go. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter and Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Big shout out to Tony on the ones and twos. Adam Gertler, why don't you put yourself over, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me talking about movies and stuff on FX with Sasha Pro Raver. I think they're re-airing a lot of Man vs. Child right now on FYI. Come eat my sausages. New Doghouse is opening in Carson this Saturday. We'll be giving away free hot dogs all day long.
I drove by one, a new Doghouse, last week up in the valley.
Okay, North Hollywood, whatever.
Deep Valley. I'm talking like Topanga
Canyon. Oh, like Canoga. Okay, yeah. Okay, awesome. So that's all out there. And remember, whether it's Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck, or a player to be named later, Batman is Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe Roxy.
And maybe Roxy.
Because she's never been seen in the same room as Batman. Nope. So
she could be Batman.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer over on Screen Junkies Tuesdays, 4 p.m. live on Screen Junkies News. We're doing TV fights for free, bitches.
I love it. And I got to get back on there soon. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Guys, my album is out there. I got on the top 10 of Billboard, which I'm incredibly grateful for. Thank you to everyone in chat roll who's already said they bought the album and they like it. God bless you. If you haven't gotten it yet, go to QuastoAlbum.com, Google Play, Amazon, iTunes. It's super easy to get, and I guarantee you, when you listen to the album, you're going to say, you know what? This was well worth a couple of bucks. He put a lot of work in on this, and it's going to make me laugh. And so I think you'll really enjoy it. So thanks, guys, so much. Go to QuastoAlbum.com. Make sure you tune in every single week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Mwah.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.